This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are starting a brand new study today that's going to take us through the end of this year, I'm sure. That's a verse-by-verse study in the book of Acts. Now, prior to getting started, let's pray. Lord God, Lord, we come to you for wisdom and knowledge, insight, spiritual insight and understanding. Lord, without you blessing us and our study, all is meaningless without you and without you impressing into our spirits the truth of your word. Lord, speak to us in the coming days and weeks and months. Use your word to give us our marching orders, to instruct us, to teach us. Help us to know you better. Lord, we draw close to you. Lord, we pray you would draw close to us. Lead us and guide us. Help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to get right into this. We're going to look at the introduction here today and perhaps tomorrow that then we're going to be getting started on this. I'm going to be teaching this again at church, too, the church that I pastor coming up in July. We actually started this a couple months ago, but then I took a little bit of time off. So we'll be doing both. I'll give out more info on that as well. But, okay, now the book of Acts. Now the book of Acts, written by Luke, picks up where Luke's gospel left off, providing details of the birth and the early years of the church that Jesus had promised to build. Now, together, the two books, Luke and Acts, form a seamless account of how the followers of Jesus turned the world upside down by taking the good news of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. Acts 1:8, we're going to see that. Now, before documenting this rapid spread of the gospel, however, Luke asserted two important truths in what serves as an introduction to the book of Acts. Number one, the indisputable fact of the Lord Jesus' resurrection. Number two, the indispensable presence of the Holy Spirit. Apart from these two strong foundations, the church would be without hope and without power. What was true in the first century is still true here today. Now, that comment comes from the Life Application Bible Commentary. Now, as I see it, many people do not understand the book of Acts or its significance. Now, the official name for this book is not just Acts, but this book, its full title is The Acts of the Apostles. Now remember that it's not your Acts. It's not my Acts. This is not you. This is the Acts, A-C-T-S. This is the Acts of the Apostles. The misconception today is that people can do the same thing that was done then. Let me say that again. I know right there I'm going to shave off. I don't know how many people are going to part company with me there. The misconception is that people can do the same thing today that was done then. It's not meant to. This is the beginning of the church. You need to understand, for you to have a correct understanding of this book, You have to understand, this is the birth of the church. This was the beginning of the church. This book represents the beginning of the church age. Now, you and I today are at the end. We are at the end of the church age. Miraculous signs and wonders took place to start the church. It's plain and simple to anyone with eyes to see that the same signs and wonders that took place then do not take place today. You can't duplicate the day of Pentecost. This was a one-time thing. And what happened there at the church? As I say, there are no apostles today. Because to be an apostle, you had to be an eyewitness of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we're going to see here in Acts chapter 1. Now, let me keep going and get myself in more trouble. Solid, legitimate people don't raise the dead anymore. Placing a child in my shadow doesn't automatically heal someone anymore. My handkerchief, if I had one, does not automatically heal people anymore. People with no desire to be healed. My handkerchief, if I had them, you can't take my handkerchief and lay it on anyone that you want, and everyone is automatically healed like it was back in that time. This was a one-time thing, the start, the birth of the church. However, it's not the handkerchief or the shadow, but it's the faith, as we know, it's the faith that heals. Now, God's still on the throne, and God still heals today. Let me say that right off the bat here. Not saying that God doesn't heal anymore, because of course he heals today. God still heals today. But the book of Acts is the birth and the beginning of the church. All of these things that took place in this book, some of them can't be duplicated here today. The apostles can't be duplicated. The day of Pentecost can't be duplicated today. The miraculous signs and wonders that took place by the apostles can't be duplicated today because the apostles aren't here anymore. We've got the faith once for all delivered to the saints. Now, God still works miracles. God still raises up dead people as he sees fit. God still heals today. But the book of Acts is a historical book of the birth of the church. Not a guaranteed promise that what happened then, the same thing's going to happen today. Also in this book, we'll get to the controversial baptism of the Holy Spirit and what that means. We'll examine why some people didn't seem to have the Holy Spirit once they believed. Okay, the author of the book, as I said before, it's Luke. Now, here's a little bit more info on this. Now, Acts has it all. Supernatural intervention, astounding miracles, powerful preaching, breathtaking escapes, harrowing journeys, life and death decisions, courtroom dramas, thrilling rescues, action, mystery, and adventure. Acts will grab your attention and trigger your imagination and tug at your emotions. It's a terrific story and a great read, and it's true. As you flip through the pages, however, don't miss the story behind the stories. Underlying the stimulating sermons and the display of miracles, look for God at work in individuals. In fact, as much as Acts could be called the story of the early church, it also could be titled The Miracle of Changed Lives. The author, as we said before, Luke, he's a Gentile Christian, he's a traveling companion of Paul, and he's a writer of the Gospel of Luke. Now, Luke is a close friend and companion of Paul's. He's listed as the writer of the Gospel bearing his name by nearly all of the ancient church fathers. The text of the book of Acts clearly reveals the same author as the Gospel of Luke. Both books are addressed to someone named Theophilus, Luke 1:1 and Acts 1:1. Now, as for the date written, somewhere between AD 63 and 65 from an unknown location. The final event of Acts, Paul's ministry in Rome, provides a clue to the date and setting of the book. Now, Christianity was recognized by the Roman authorities before AD 65, But then Nero began persecuting followers of the Christian faith. Yet Acts makes no mention of this persecution. It also does not comment on the destruction of Jerusalem in A.D. 70. Okay, now let's get right into the word here in these last couple minutes. And then every day here we'll be picking up verse by verse through the book of Acts. Verse 1, the former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his sufferings, by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. All right, first off, since this book is a sequel, let's go back to the ending of the first book that he wrote, Luke chapter 24. Now here's verse 49. It says, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Now that's Luke chapter 24, verse 53. That's the end of the book. Now for the sequel. So now, rehashing a little bit from his past letter and writing to the same person, Theophilus, we're now in Acts chapter 1. I love this infallible proofs. We'll probably talk more about this here tomorrow. The Greek word is tekmerion. It's in Greek, this is the only time this word is used. Infallible proofs. Think about it. The Son of God. There's so many atheists and scoffers and what people who call themselves agnostics out there who don't believe in Jesus. You see, this book is written by eyewitnesses. We're going to see that more in the book of Acts more than any other book is eyewitnesses. He presented himself alive after his suffering, or as the King James says, after his passion, by many infallible proofs. I like that. Infallible, like Luke chapter 24, verse 15, when Jesus was walking with the disciples there on the road to Emmaus. Like 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 8. We're going to pick it up right there on our program tomorrow. We're going to look at some of the infallible proofs. Now remember, all these things were written so that you would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ, after he was raised up again, after he died and was resurrected again, he presented himself, in other words, here I am, church, alive by many infallible proofs. That's where we're picking up here tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.